welcome to another episode of Feral and Fabulous. I have, as always, a most fabulous guest. I have Caroline Daly, and she is here with Fidelity Home Warranty. And we are going to talk all things home warranty. Yes. And also, just to start with, I'd like for you to kind of, if you could, tell the audience what a home warranty is. Because yes, I think a lot of many people may know what one is, but mm-hmm, I think it would be good for you to kind of describe in your own words, what is a home warranty?
Well, in the contract, it's a residential service contract. So what it is something that protects the homeowner from unexpected big costs.
Yes. And there can be plenty of those.
Right? Right. Yeah. And it covers things like air conditioning, heating, plumbing, electricity.
Yeah.
And then it's your appliances that are in your kitchen. So it's like stove, dishwasher, microwave, disposal, hot water heater, garage door opener. Those are the main things that it covers.
Sure.
But then you can also add on things like pool, well, septic, wine coolers. A lot of different things.
Okay, cool. Cool, mm-hmm, cool, cool. And so is there something like you have a base plan or do you have multiple plans?
We have a base plan, but then you can build on that. So if you don't want your washer, dryer, and refrigerator covered, for example, we can not include that.
Okay.
Or we can include it for additional costs.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And what's the time period that they usually cover? Is it about a year?
Can you usually
do longer than a year?
Yes, so that's a great question because we can do a year, we can do 13 months, or we can do 2 years.
Okay, yes. Okay, so you have different options on mm-hmm that. Okay, mm-hmm, so if you do, let's say you do a typical year warranty, is there a particular time that you would be able to sign up for this or can you sign up at any time? Is there any sort of rules that go along with that?
That's a great question. So if you're going through escrow, if you're buying a property and you're closing.
Okay. So we're talking about if you're in the process of buying a new home or not necessarily new, but new to you.
Yes.
If you're in the process of buying a property.
Yes.
Then you can do it as part of that process.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It could be included in the contract if it's negotiated in there.
Okay.
Maybe they have given sellers concessions, and they want to use some of those concessions
towards the
home
warranty.
Okay. That's an option too. Otherwise, if they live in the property now, you can also get a home warranty. There's just a 30-day waiting period.
That's what I wanted you to talk a little bit about, because obviously if it's part of a transaction that you're doing, then you don't have that 30-day waiting period. It's just part of the process, and you get the home warranty put in place. But if you're just sitting there at home and you're like, oh, I really like the idea of putting a home warranty on my current home, and it's not part of the process of buying, that is something that they can do right now. They just have a 30-day waiting period. So they would basically apply for the home warranty, and then they would wait the 30 days before they could use it.
Exactly. In other words, so they pay for the 30 days up front. Well, they pay for the year up front. And
got
it has
it
to all be paid up front. And
okay,
then when they renew, they can do installments. Yes.
Okay. But the first one, they pay up front.
Right.
And then they have a 30-day, they can't make a claim for 30 days. Is that correct?
It doesn't go into place for 30 days.
Okay.
So
okay,
if they sign up June 1st, it starts July 1st until July 1st
of
the following year.
So it would still go for a year. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't start until a month later. And I get that because you don't want somebody that's like, okay, I already have something that's broken in the house and I need to claim it right now. So I'm going to buy a home warranty. So it's going to offset that problem.
Exactly.
It's just to, again, protect you for future problems that you might have.
Right.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit more about Fidelity specifically. I know there's several different brands out there. Mm-hmm. You and I go back a long way. How long have you been in the warranty?
Almost 18 years.
Oh my gosh.
It's been a long time.
Wow. Well, I guess that's how long I've been working with you because I've only sold your home warranties for, Matt can keep me honest on this.
Yes.
I mean, since you've been with me for 14, is it?
I knew Matt
years
when he was the Rockceptionist.
Exactly. Okay, right.
Yes.
Exactly. So definitely it's gone back. It probably for me, I probably have been working with you for 18 years.
So, I think so.
Yeah, because I've always used your home warranty and Fidelity has been awesome. I personally used your home warranty. And so I've had great experiences that I can talk about personally. But I would love from your point of view to kind of tell me, what is different about the Fidelity home warranty that kind of separates you from all the other, because there's so many other brands out there.
There are so many other brands.
Yeah.
I think what separates us is that we're part of a bigger corporation. So we're under the Fidelity National Financial umbrella.
Which is awesome.
Yes. And that has a lot of clout with
us. Yes. Because Fidelity Investments, Fidelity Title
we
Company.
We don't have Fidelity Investments.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought that they were under their umbrella.
I know. We have that misconception. But what we do is we have title companies that are under us.
I did
Alamo,
know that.
Chicago, Fidelity Title.
Yes.
BPG Inspections is under that umbrella.
That's right.
Along with us.
No, that's right. And can you tell me, is there any sort of relationship, since obviously you're under the same umbrella, mm-hmm. between Fidelity Home Warranty and BPG Inspections?
There is.
Okay, cool.
So anytime that your clients are getting an inspection with BPG,
okay.
they're also going to be able to get a $50 rebate check if they also get a home warranty with Fidelity.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Okay, so it's a little bit of a combo that you get some kind of a price.
It's a way for us to say thank you for using both of our companies.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, cool. All right, very good. So tell me some of the other features of a Fidelity home warranty that you feel like kind of separate you out from the other ones.
I think we've evolved. Because we've been around for over 40 years, we're constantly evolving in our customer service,
okay.
how we handle claims,
okay.
and I think that's the most important thing.
Sure.
With home warranties, I think it's really important to know your representative.
Yes.
I think that's the number one thing.
Absolutely. We were just talking about this like mm-hmm. yesterday, and that's one of the things I think that makes you so good at your job is because you are so reachable, you're so available, and so helpful to try and figure out any kind of little hitches that come up. And believe me, it's life.
Mm-hmm.
So things are, you know, problems are going to arise, whatever that happens to be, but you're there to kind of be the help, you know, the catalyst
Absolutely.
To put everybody together to make sure that everything gets taken care of.
And I always say, if you have a problem, have that client call me directly, which I think is different from other companies where they say, just call the
1-800. Call the 1-800 number and may the force be with you
right.
when that happens, because
right.
you might be on hold for a couple of days.
Yes.
So no, I totally get that.
Anytime I'm talking to anyone, and I always say, if you have a problem, call me directly.
More customer service friendly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. No, I definitely think so.
And
so
I
that's
think the
for
processes
sure.
and product that we have on the backside that people can't even see are
right.
so much better than some of the other companies.
Right, right. Yes. And like you said, sometimes some of that stuff that goes on behind the curtains,
yes.
you know, is really critical to what you actually see in the way of performance, you know,
and
eventually.
Because we've been around for so long, Kim, yeah. Our website is homewarranty.com because all the,
oh my
the
gosh.
Brilliant people in our company, we came out when the internet came out.
You know, I did not know that.
Yes.
And as long as I work with you, that just goes to show you, because if I need something, I just call you or text
right,
you.
Right.
So that's, and it gets taken care of magically, you
yes.
know, so I haven't ever had to go to the website,
yes.
but the fact that you have homewarranty.com, are you kidding me?
I mean, it's cheesy, but it's easy to remember.
It totally is. Oh my gosh. You're like yes. the OG.
Right. That's
right?
what I say.
That is amazing. I love that. That's so very cool.
It
okay.
is.
So tell me, because I think that this is also a critical part. What can homeowners do to get the most they can out of their policy? Like, are there any tips or, you know, tricks
well,
that you
that
can kind of talk about?
They have
about?
To keep their expectations in check. So we don't cover everything.
Right.
What we do is we cover the cost to put in any new equipment
right.
and the labor that so we pay for the labor to put it in.
Sure.
So anything that has to be done in addition to that, such as code violations or code modifications.
Yes.
Those things are not paid for by the warranty. And also modifications to the space that equipment is in. So if we have to modify anything.
Okay, that
that's
makes sense.
Not paid for by
okay,
the company.
Okay, gotcha.
So
gotcha,
it
gotcha.
By the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me, what are the, what do you see that people call in a claim about the most often? Like, is there a thing
air conditioning.
Okay. Especially here in San Antonio.
Air conditioning and hot water heaters.
Really?
They're the biggest claims.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I'm not surprised. I guess I'm not surprised on the hot water heater, but definitely I'm not surprised at all on the HVAC.
Right.
And you probably don't get a lot of or as many calls in the winter.
Right.
Most of them are probably in the summer, right?
Right. It's right when they put their heat on in the wintertime. That
oh,
they
that's true. That they realize that there's
yes, it's
potentially.
Not
yeah,
because
it's like, I haven't checked
when
it in
they
so
buy
long.
A house, they move in and they can only check like either the heating in the
yeah.
wintertime or the AC in the other
yeah.
9 months that we don't have.
Well, and this is a crazy thing to say, but I love to be cold.
Uh-huh.
I would much prefer to be cold than
mm-hmm.
hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been times, it hasn't been recent, but in previous years, I have lived in homes that I did not even turn my heater on one time over the winter. Now, I know it can get, obviously in San Antonio, we've had it going, it depends on the year.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we have super mild and it might go into the 30s. It might dip below 30 maybe once or
mm-hmm.
twice or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And some other years, it dips below freezing many, many times. And it, like when you and I have talked about our Stormageddon
yes.
back in, I think, 2021,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, terrifying on
Snowvid,
whatever you want to call it. It was definitely terrifying in
right.
several ways. But
right.
I do feel like that is something that a lot of people, you know, have had to deal with.
Yes.
And I think it's important to know as a homeowner, are there things that they can do to prevent needing to call you? Or are there things that they can do to make sure that they do get things covered if and when they need you?
Absolutely. So maintenance, we don't cover maintenance. So make sure that you're maintaining your air conditioning system. Make sure you're maintaining that hot water heater.
And that's like a couple of times a year, right? Yes. Like you have a change of a big change of season, like when we go from basically when we're changing over from the winter to spring.
Exactly.
You would want to make sure that your HVAC system has a tune up.
Yes.
And then when you're going from the summer or the kind of in the fall, mm-hmm. preparing for the winter, what little winter we have here, you would want to get it serviced again. Mm-hmm. So typically, are you looking for, as a home warranty company, like two services a year?
We don't we don't require that, but that's what I would say homeowner might want to do.
To suggest, because absolutely. That way, yes. I feel like many times people buy homes, but they don't really understand what is involved in maintaining them. They just think, I'm just buying. And sometimes if they buy new construction, they're like, oh, it's brand new. So I don't have to do anything ever. Yes. You know what I mean? Because it's I started off new, so I don't have to have it maintain it, which will work initially. Mm-hmm. But over time, it's going to it's only pre-owned until you move in. I mean, it's only new until you move in. Right. And then it's pre-owned after that. Yes. You know, it's kind of like a vehicle in that regard. So I think
I usually get involved in the people who haven't maintained their home.
Yes.
That's where the problems come in.
And that's where it's probably tricky because something has broken, but they have participated in being part of the problem.
Yes.
Right? Where they have not. Potentially it could get challenging because it's truly broken, but they didn't do what they needed to do to make sure it continued to,
I think a lot of the claims that I deal with are people don't even know that it was broken. Or when they moved in, they found out it was broken after they've moved in.
Oh, well,
and that's what happens.
No, that's a great point. And which leads me to the other question, which is, are a lot of these people that are going through transactions, are they not doing inspections?
They are.
They are. They still are doing inspections.
So
okay.
So here's where we're running into some issues.
Okay.
We need people to ask for the AC to be cleaned and serviced when they are.
Yes, as part of that, I've pretty much started doing that, you know, with my transactions because I feel like it gives you a place to start at ground zero.
Yes.
So at least you know at this point in time, we had an HVAC tech, come out and clean and service the units to make sure everything's good right now.
Right.
So then moving forward, if something happens, then at least you know at that point in time, everything checked out and it was good to go.
And we want to know that the agents did their due diligence to make sure that everything was fine beforehand.
Yes.
Because if
you
go to the walkthrough and it's not cool and you feel like there's something wrong.
It's like, oh, well, I'm just going to call the home warranty. It's like, wait a minute. You haven't even bought the house yet. You're still doing the walkthrough. There's already a problem and you don't even own the house yet.
Right.
That's when you need to raise the red flag and say, wait a minute. This is supposed to be working. It's not.
Yes. And the other thing that we're seeing with transactions is people aren't putting home warranties on. They're not even including them in the transaction.
Really?
Yes.
Why is that?
I think since COVID, we've got some agents that weren't in the business.
Yes.
And they came up through that.
That's a great point.
And they're asking for seller's concessions instead.
Okay.
So they should be using that seller concession money.
That is a seller concession. Right? So I would be asking for both.
Right. I think they should be asking
yes,
for
absolutely.
Both.
Absolutely. Because they're probably buying down the rate, potentially.
Yes.
So they're asking for seller concessions to buy down the rate.
And then they take out the home warranty.
Yeah.
So if you're asking for seller's concessions, you should also add in that home warranty.
Absolutely.
Even if you're not in the contract.
For sure.
Put some money aside.
Yeah, because even if you buy the rate down and you're happy with the rate that you're getting, if you move in 3 months later in the middle of July, your HVAC goes out, you're going to be really grumpy that you don't have a home warranty. Because I know you guys actually, this is when Dave and I, this is several, according to Dave, we moved too much. But anyway, this is a few houses ago. Fidelity Home Warranty, we'd had an inspection. Everything was good. Yes. We had it cleaned and serviced at the time we bought it. This is probably maybe 4 months or so after we had been living in the home and everything was fine. The air conditioning, believe me, I want it cold. So it had been working just fine. And then I can't remember what went wrong, but it quit. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so it saved us so much money. We got a new unit, but like you said, it didn't, everything wasn't completely paid for, but the offset was huge. Like it was, it saved us several thousand dollars. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Right. So again, I have been the recipient of the benefits of having a home warranty. And over the years, and some years I've used it and some years I haven't, right, because you just can't predict what's mm-hmm. going to happen. Right. And I'm sure that that's, you know, better than anybody.
And it's happened to me too. Like George and I, we've had our AC, both units replaced. We've had our pool, dishwasher, washer and dryer, hot water heater.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. We've lived in our house for about 12 years.
Oh, wow.
So that's, everything's gone out.
Oh, that's,
but it's saved us so much.
Yes. See, that's a message out there mm-hmm. too. Again, you get it. And then again, continue to re-up right.
And
because
even when
even
when we got something fixed in the pool, I was like, well, we better add it again just in case something else goes out.
Yes.
And we did. And sure
enough.
Sure
yes. Enough. Especially with pools. Pools right? can be notorious for, you know, being persnickety, and they're good until they're not good.
Yes.
So no, mm-hmm. I totally get that. So talk to me a little bit about, obviously, I think you've been doing it for a long time. Who are the people that you guys choose to work for you? Who are the vendors? How does a vendor get on your list? And why? I feel like your vendors are better than others. Yes. So why is that?
So I think that a lot of our vendors come from realtors. So a
really?
Realtor may refer somebody over, and then we add them into our list.
That.
And the vendors that we work with, we've had for years and years and
yeah,
years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And they may be big companies, but yeah. they've stuck with us. One of the realtors that I work with, her husband is actually one of our vendors.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
No, I love that.
Yes.
So if somebody's out there and they are interested in partnering mm-hmm. with Fidelity,
yes.
is it something that can they call up and say, hey, I'd love to be considered to be on your
Absolutely.
Vendor
list?
Absolutely.
I would contact
you know?
Me directly,
okay.
and then I can get them in touch with the right person.
Okay.
Because we are always looking for great vendors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. What would you say over the years, because you've been doing it for so long, what trends, what have you seen change in the home warranty world? Because I feel like it's so different now
yes.
than it was in the very beginning.
Well, I think since COVID, I guess
yeah.
we want to say,
yeah.
That has changed a lot
okay.
because people were not putting warranties on their properties because it was a seller's market, right?
Right.
So
oh
sellers are like,
gosh.
I'm not going to pay for this.
No,
and then they didn't have to. And
I remember those days. Yes. You literally walked outside and got hit by a buyer. It's
right.
like, oh my gosh.
Right.
You know, I mean, you just, it was crazy. Everybody
yes.
was trying to buy and
right.
there was not enough inventory.
Yep.
So things
so
would come on the market.
So sellers are like, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying for
well,
that.
Well, there were times when there were like 21 offers, 30
yes.
offers. It
yes.
was just so insane. It was almost unmanageable.
Right. So we weren't getting any income in because they weren't putting, but everyone was staying home and using all their stuff. So they'd open the refrigerator
like
10 more times
to
put the AC on.
That was had to be your worst nightmare. It's
right?
like, oh my gosh,
right?
everybody's utilizing their home warranty,
yes.
but you're not selling anymore
exactly.
to offset
exactly.
what all the people that are home using all
mm-hmm.
of their stuff.
So and because of that, prices have all increased.
Okay.
Because I have some agents that haven't done a deal in like a few years.
Sure.
And they'll say, wait a second, I was putting $500 in the contract.
Oh, like, it hasn't
changed.
Been, as you and I both know, it has not been $500 for a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? But the newest
for
trend
several years.
Is now there's a new refrigerant out. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
No.
Oh, gosh. So you know the R22?
Uh-huh.
And the 410A?
Yeah.
There's a new one. A2L.
A2L.
Yeah,
oh my
we're
gosh.
All going to be getting this because
oh gosh.
They've determined.
I thought that was like a diabetes, you know, marker or something.
So they've determined,
or a milk, a special milk in the cooler section of the grocery store. I don't know. That's A2. I don't know.
They've determined that the old refrigerants are depleting the ozone layer.
Oh, Lord.
So now we need to put a new one in. And this is the A2L.
We need to put a new ozone layer in?
No, a new refrigerant.
A new refrigerant.
Yes.
Okay, I was
yes.
going to say, what are we talking about
We
now?
Probably need a new ozone layer.
We probably
if
do.
If they can come up with that first, that would be great.
Exactly.
It would cost us less money.
I did
so
not
we,
know that.
So, we
so
are
when did this happen?
January
of
2026.
Year? Oh, this year.
It became
okay.
a law that they have to put it in. But they've kind of evolved and said, well, let's if we can get the old equipment, we'll put that in. But if we can't, you have to put in the A2L. And that's very costly.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So most people have the 410A.
Yeah.
Or if their home is older, they
yeah.
have that R22.
Yeah. That was the OG.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
of that. Yeah.
But now if we can't get the 410A, we have to put in the A2L. And we just did that. In fact, you asked me for some examples of
yeah.
something that's happened. So I work with a insurance guy.
Yeah.
And he came to me and said, hey, I'm buying a house. I need a home warranty. I said, okay, this is the plan you should get because your AC is like 16 years old. He had it go out and we just put in the new A2L. You know what his out-of-pocket cost was? Zero. Zero. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. He's winning big on
but
that.
But he got our best plan. So he had coverage for the out-of-pocket costs.
Okay. Okay. So you do, when you talk about having different plans, it not only has different coverages, but it also has different levels of coverage.
Exactly. Just like a health insurance plan.
Okay.
You might have less out-of-pocket costs if you go with a higher plan.
Sure. That's what and deductibles and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. And I know that you put the highest plan on every single one of your properties.
I do. So. I do because I,
we you know what? You're not alone.
We know how to roll when it comes to home warranties. Right. And that's why I feel like my clients are super happy after the fact because they have gotten the better home warranty.
Exactly. And they're not surprised by any out-of-pocket costs.
Yes.
They said, you know what? We've got this plan. It has a reserve bank.
Yeah.
We can dip into that if we need to for out-of-pocket costs, especially on big expenses.
Right. Well, and it's so hard after you've just bought a home.
Yes.
Usually you're pretty depleted, you know, in general, emotionally, you know, physically and mentally, and for sure, in the bank account, you know what I mean? Usually you're in overdraft mode or something.
I think in this market too, we're in a buyer's market, so you can ask for more.
Yeah.
And if you're asking for that type of plan, that's going to protect you.
Yeah.
It's also going to protect the seller. The seller has to keep that in mind.
Yes.
That they're offering a plan that's going to help them not be sued in the future.
No, I say that all the time. I do think that it's really, although geared toward buyers.
Yes.
I explained to my, because I list a lot of properties, I explained to the seller that yes, it's a benefit to the buyer. However, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, it's a benefit to you as well, because knowing that they have this plan moving forward, if something happens that was totally unexpected, they're less likely to be like, they knew it. Even though the seller may not have had any knowledge whatsoever.
Exactly.
It's just the inclination for a buyer, if they get hit with a big cost like that that they weren't anticipating, to always look to the former seller knew, even though they really didn't, you know? And I'm not saying there aren't some sellers out there that don't maybe know about stuff, but it covers you either way.
Right.
And I think it's just an additional insurance, if you will, that
and,
I think
and
helps.
It even protects the agents on both sides.
Yeah, you
so
know
if
what?
You're sued,
that's a good point.
It's one of the things they're going to ask you.
No.
Did you offer them a home warranty?
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because
and
a lot
I do
of
feel like
buyer's agents have been getting sued back in the COVID days because they didn't offer a home warranty.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I had not heard that. But it makes sense.
Yes.
And of course, I'm such a big proponent of home warranties.
Yes.
That's not been an issue for me, but I can see where that has cropped up. And I didn't realize it was that much of a thing, though.
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Can you give me another example of like somebody out there that won really big? Like they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You just covered whatever. Do you have any of those stories from the past
couple
years?
I feel like there's stories that come and go, and it's constant.
Cyclical.
Yes.
It's constant and cyclical, meaning that, you know, with each quarter you have somebody that won the day.
Right. And we talk a lot about my back end customer service. I sometimes don't even hear about these big wins.
Oh, that's right.
So I get involved in more of the problems.
To make sure.
Yes.
Yes, to make sure it's getting covered. But then after it's actually in and everybody's happy, you're not necessarily getting that, oh, thank you so much.
Yes. I might see an agent and they might say, hey, oh my gosh, Mr. and Mrs. Smith just told me that they got their whole dishwasher replaced, or they had their hot water replaced, or they just finished a plumbing job.
So that might be the exception that you actually get to hear about it then.
Yes.
So you don't always know.
Right. And the good thing about our company is we send you an email every time your clients have a claim.
I love that.
They
I
send
do
you
love
an email.
That. Yeah, no. I love
say,
that. Just
hey,
to
you
kind of keep tabs on who, you know, this company replaced this or that, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's to me super cool.
Yes.
Super cool. And when they send out that notification, I couldn't remember. They just say what happened. They don't say who did it, right?
They don't say who did it. They say what happened and how much we paid out.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to stay in touch with your clients.
Yeah, because
reach out and say, hey, I haven't, you know, how's everything going? I saw you had a claim.
Yeah.
How's everything going?
No, that's a great point. And I did get a call from a client and just not too long ago, and they had something on their HVAC fixed by the home warranty. They were super happy, but they were also super happy. And I can't remember, I would love to give a shout out to the company that they had used to fix it, because it was an HVAC company, but they love that company. They're they're amazing. I would totally use them again.
Good.
So sometimes I think it works out to where once they have the relationship from whoever you send out to fix it, they then the homeowner will continue to use that particular yes. vendor because they've latched on to somebody they think is a really quality vendor. Right. And so why not continue to maintain their home like mm-hmm. they should with this new vendor that they've just met?
And that's the advantage of a vendor coming to work for us. They get open yes. to a whole list of clients that they wouldn't have had.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like you said, luckily, I think sometimes that leads to homeowners taking better care of their homes because now they have a connection and that person can say, hey, you really need to be checking your HVAC a couple of times a year or mm-hmm. whatever. They can make those recommendations. And if it's a first-time home buyer, right. they didn't even know that there were recommendations to do that. So I mm-hmm. do feel like that's something that can be super, super helpful.
And that's one of the good things about our homewarranty.com website. Ooh. Is that we do have a lot of tips and tricks for the first-time home buyer, for anyone that owns a home, like HVAC. We have blogs, we have newsletters, all types of things.
Oh, cool. I didn't know about the website, and I didn't know about that, so I'm learning a bunch of stuff today. Cool. Okay, well, we've been talking a lot about home warranties. I want to know, what do you and George like to do for fun?
Oh, my gosh. We like to travel. Cool. We like to spend time with our kids.
Where do you like to travel?
We have an upcoming trip over July 4th to Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What are you going to do in Colorado?
We're just going to go there and enjoy July 4th somewhere different.
Oh, cool.
And it will be much cooler than here.
When I say, oh, cool, I literally meant that. Yeah, it will be way cooler there than it is here, I think. So very fun. You don't know where in Colorado yet?
I think we're going to Breckenridge.
Oh, wow. Yes. I've always heard of that as being like a cool ski resort.
Yes.
I think it's probably amazing in the summer.
I did some research to try to get to the closest place. Yeah. So it's an hour and a half flight direct on Southwest. And
it's
then an hour and a half drive.
From San Antonio?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know
and
that.
And then an hour and a half drive from Denver to Breckenridge.
Cool.
And we're there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. How fun is that? That's so cool. Yeah. And then you like to go spend time with your kids.
Yes. Okay. Yes. George has two kids and I have two kids.
So. Yes. That's awesome. And are any of them in San Antonio or do you have to fly to see them?
None of them are in San Antonio.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So you have to literally go out of town to see any of them.
We do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, no, that's super cool. And so thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Gosh.
It's been awesome. And now we are going to start the next segment of the podcast. So welcome to the Feral or Fabulous part of the podcast. If you would like to grab your paddle, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. I'm going to surprise you. She has no idea. I barely know what I'm going to be asking. Sometimes I surprise myself with what I ask. I never know. Okay. The first one is whale watching. Okay.
Yes.
Fabulous.
I've done it a couple of times.
I love it. Okay.
But
I didn't know that.
So what everyone tells you to do is take Dramamine if you get seasick, but don't do that because you end up
so tired.
Sleeping through the whale watching. Wait, was that whale?
Was that a whale or just my imagination?
Right. But it's amazing. If you haven't done it, it's amazing. Have you done it?
No.
Did you take Dramamine while you did it?
No,
can't remember?
No, I didn't. No. Exactly. No, I can't even sleep on Dramamine. I can't sleep. But luckily, for whatever reason, I don't get seasick. I do not.
Mm-hmm.
I have been out on like deep sea fishing. I go out to like 40 miles, whatever. Like I can do that. And I've never, or some wood, as there's a little wood underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
I have never gotten seasick.
Well, that's great.
Even as a kid, I was like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 years old. I went with another family. We went to Port Aransas and we went out on, I don't know if it was the wharf cat or the scat cat. Anyway, they were like, I don't even know how the ship was full. And you just go out on a little excursion and you go out and you drop your little kitty perch poles in the water and, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I was with a family and I was kind of like in the middle of their age. They had four kids and I was maybe in between two of their kids' age, mm-hmm. right? Mom and dad. And anyway, we went out, everyone on the ship, including the captain, I'll never forget this, got seasick. Like the captain is sick.
Oh.
So, and literally I am the only person on the entire boat.
Did you drive the boat?
No, I didn't. I didn't know how to do that. But I mean, still, everybody is over the railings. They are just, I don't even want to describe how awful it was. People were throwing up. It's running down. It's just, it was so awful. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why. I don't know if they ever figured out what caused it that day, if it was super choppy or what. And I'm just like, la, la, la. Except that I'm like, oh my gosh, as a kid, I'm like so disturbed by everybody around me being sick, you know? So I've watched whales. Uh-huh. I've never been on a whale watching expedition, meaning specifically geared to that.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen whales, you know, where they usually go in like, is it packs or Yes, what is it called? Good. Schools? Is it a school? It's a school of fish. So is it a school of whales, or is it a pack of whales, or that's a pack of wolves? I don't know.
Pack sounds good. Pod. I think it's a pod.
A pod?
Yes.
A whale pod.
Yes.
There we go. A pod of whales.
Look at that. We learned something
exactly.
new.
Yes, exactly. See, who knew? But anyway, I mean, conceptually, I think it's super cool, but I have not been on an actual whale expedition, a whale watching thing, but I didn't know you had either. Yes. So that's very cool. Mm-hmm. I learned something new about you. So very cool. Okay. Next one is beer. Fabulous.
I like beer.
Me too. Yes. Me too. Yes. It doesn't like me back, but I love beer.
What's your favorite type? Your favorite brand?
That's so hard. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you mine.
Yeah, please do.
It's Love Street.
Love
Street? It's like a Carbach beer, I want to say.
What?
Have you heard of it? And it's...
I've never heard of this.
So good.
So what is it? What kind of beer is it?
I think it's made by a company called Carbach.
Okay.
And it's called Love Street.
Is it like heavy or is it light?
No,
or?
It's light.
It's light.
It's light. It's delicious.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to try that. And like I said, there's something in the I'm allergic to it.
Are you?
But I love it. I mean, love it, you know, so I just have to take a Benadryl, you know. Yes. It's like I pop Benadryl and have a beer, you know.
What if you had like the light beers? Are you still allergic to all those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, geez. I don't know if it's the hops or the, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's the fermentation in beer that it just gets me, you know.
I love that you take a Benadryl to drink a beer.
Oh, I do.
Like that's
no, I do. I have to take a Benadryl to live most days. That's unfortunately my plight in the world. But anyway, it's worth it. The beer is worth it, and yes. I love so many beers. I love Bohemia. I love. Mm. I like Modelo.
Ooh.
I love Modelo. I love, what's the one that you and Dave always drink that has the orange on it? I love
Blue
that
Moon.
One. Blue Moon.
I love that too.
I love Blue Moon. I love that. I do like Coors Light if I'm trying to be good. You know what I mean? Or, you know.
If you like Blue Moon, you like probably Mango Cart.
Really?
You had that?
Really?
Mango Cart is really good. It's like a citrusy beer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds...
And I've seen it around town a lot.
That sounds good.
Lately.
And I like the one that is, is it Ruby Red or something like that? It's the brown bottle. It's a tall bottle and it's...
Do you get those with a paper bag at the gas station?
Well...
When you're driving through the gas station and you've got a paper bag.
Don't look at my car for all the paper bags in my car. So anyway, what is the one? They're very popular. Like they have them everywhere, the brand. Shiner. Thank you.
Okay.
It's Shiner, but it's like Ruby. Is it like Ruby Red Shiner or something like that? It's like a grapefruit.
I feel like I've seen
so
it.
So delicious.
Is it good?
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I like most beers. I don't like heavy beers. I don't like the ones. What are those really syrupy ones?
Guinness?
Yeah.
I'll drink that too. Fabulous.
So will Dave. So will Dave. Yes. Not me. No, thank you.
Dave and I need to go out for Guinness.
No. I want no Guinness, and I don't like the dark beers.
Yes. You know?
Oh, I love the one. What's the one in the tall bottle that has the cork in it? Love that one. Chimay.
Ooh, sounds fancy.
Oh my gosh, Chimay. If you have not had a Chimay.
Where do you get Chimay?
HEB doesn't carry all three that they used to, but I do get the one that's at HEB. They used to carry all three. I like the one that was the lightest, and now I don't remember which one they carry, but I'll still drink that one. Mm-hmm. It's yummy.
Okay,
but it has a higher alcohol content, so I have to take more Benadryl.
Okay. Is it just the alcohol or is it the fermentation?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not allergic to the alcohol part. It's the fermentation part that I do. But if I'm going to be drinking more because if it has a higher alcohol content, I tend to imbibe even more, you know?
Yes.
So it just makes for more fun. So anyway, okay, cool. I did not know you were a beer drinker.
Yes.
So, okay, Pilates. Okay.
Yes.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
I want to like it
Me
so
too.
Bad because I feel like it's so like healthy and bougie and all
it's
that
hard.
Stuff. It is so hard. It is so hard, especially after beer.
Right.
I mean, it's really
before
it's a
beer, after beer, anytime.
Exactly. No, Pilates, I'm like, you know,
I would love to be able to do it. But
me too. No. I have several girlfriends that are so into Pilates. They're like, oh, if you only did Pilates, I'm like, yeah, if I did Pilates, I'd probably be dead because it's too hard.
Wouldn't be able to get out of bed the next
day
and show houses.
I'd be a traction, you know, so it's like, no, and I couldn't show houses.
Yes.
So I'm taking Pilates off the menu.
Okay, good.
Okay. Bingo.
say fabulous.
Okay.
Yes. I think it's fun winning prizes and getting to the end and saying, hey, I got it, bingo. Who doesn't love a good bingo?
I do. I do. And we used to play bingo all the time as a kid. But I, like, do they even have bingo anymore? They
do? Oh, my gosh. You know where they have it?
I didn't know.
You know where the bowling alley is on 281?
I do.
No, at 1604.
Oh, no. On 1604.
Near Goodwill. There's a bowling alley. It used to be called Bolero. I think it might be called something else now.
Oh, is that on 1604?
Yeah, 1604 in Bitters. No, 281 in Bitters. Sorry.
Okay. I was going to say, wow. 281 in Bitters. Holy smokes.
I had it right the first time.
No, but I do love bowling.
Yes.
So very, very
maybe they have the beer with the cork in it so we can meet there, have a beer and a cork.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very good point. And I mean, I like me some good bingo as well, but are you a bowler?
I am not necessarily now. I bowled as
a
kid.
I loved to bowl. Yeah.
We used to, our whole family used to go and we would bowl as kids, but not the big balls, the little ones.
Oh.
Yes, the candlepin, right?
What?
Matt and I did candlepin bowling.
That.
Oh my gosh.
When I
came here, I was like,
it.
Oh my gosh, what are these big balls? And you, oh, it's so easy. You can get them all down at once.
Oh my gosh.
Candlepin bowling.
Really?
Yes, it's like a champ. They have like championships for that.
Oh my gosh, who knew?
I know.
I only, like I said, I've only done it with even when I was a kid, I just took both hands and rolled it down and just prayed it stayed
in
the lane.
I heard bowling's
you know?
Making a comeback with the leagues and everything. That's what I heard.
I did not know
yes.
that. Very good to know. Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, the next one, I'm super curious because I actually don't know the answer to this one. Country Western dancing. Fabulous. Okay.
Fabulous.
Love it.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me too.
I moved here about 20 something years ago.
Okay.
And I didn't like country music at all.
Me either. Even when Dave and I got married, I'm like, I hate country western.
Yes. And then I watched the CMTV TV station 24/7.
Yes.
Fell in love with Keith Urban.
Yes.
Toby
me too.
Keith.
He
all
was
that.
Keith Urban was kind of the gateway drug for me. He
oh,
was
good.
Kind
See?
Of like,
me
yeah.
too.
No,
me too.
Absolutely. That yes. was kind of what kind of started. And then I do like Garth Brooks because he has a couple yes. of tunes that I kind of started listening to.
Mm-hmm.
The Dance
mm-hmm.
is one of my favorite ones that he
oh,
does.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I love that one. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like a couple of things. And then my granddaughter kind of like, she went all in on Morgan Wallen.
Yes.
And I went all in on Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh,
and
yes.
so between those two, I started branching out. And now I'm like Megan Maroney, Ella Langley. You know, I could, you know, Luke Combs.
The new country.
I could talk all kinds of country western. And of course, Dave is like, who are you?
Yes.
He's like, what has happened to my wife?
Do you remember Leon Springs Dance Hall? Did you ever go there? I
yes.
loved going out there. We would
Absolutely.
Go and get Rudy's Barbecue, bring it over to Leon Springs
get
Dance Hall.
Barbecue?
Rudy's. It was
oh,
right
Rudy's.
Across the street.
I thought you said booties.
No.
Booties.
That's
barbecue.
A tequila talking.
I'm like, who is Booties Barbecue? I've never heard of this place, you know?
So we would get Rudy's, bring it over to
yeah.
Leon Springs Dance Hall, and all the families would meet there, and we'd all dance. It
I
was
did
so
not
fun.
Know. I had not heard about that. That is so cool.
Yes.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very fun.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I've got a last one for you.
Okay.
Picnics.
Fabulous, but not in Texas.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Matt and I on the same page.
No, I would tell you I am feral on that.
Okay.
Even not in San Antonio.
Really?
I just don't like the idea of eating outside. I am
really?
Not an eat outside.
Oh, you can't come to my house then because I make everyone eat outside.
Well, here's the thing. Do you have some way to keep off the bugs and
yeah,
the flies
we put the food
and everything
in,
like
well,
that?
You know, we have
See,
these little spinny things.
That's what bugs me.
We have these little spinny things.
I've seen those.
I bring those to restaurants. I order them on Amazon and I bring them to a restaurant with me. If we're eating outside, they spin around.
Yes, and mm-hmm. it does keep everything away. That's a great point because lately I feel like even inside, if a restaurant has an outdoor patio
yes.
and you sit in close proximity to that outdoor, the doorway, you know, to outside,
yes.
I find that all the creatures come in and they settle in and they like it inside because
yes.
it's cooler and everything else. And there's way more food inside.
Right.
So they just are like swarming all around. And I don't know. And then, like you said, it is so hot here
right.
that I feel like it's unusual to be sitting out in the winter eating
mm-hmm,
here.
Right.
So you do tend to do it more in the spring and summer, but mm-hmm. it's so hot and just miserable.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Unless you have a blower on you and a
But I'm
little
a big
spinner and
outside
everything else.
When people come to my house, we set up big tables
really?
And we sit outside. We put the food inside and then they pull it outside. But we spray the yard before they come. And
okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, no, there's a way to do it because let's face it, outdoor living is one of the biggest things there is in San Antonio. I mean, it impacts resale of homes. Yes. If you don't have a good space to hang out outside, it's not going to be that you can't sell the house, but it's definitely not going to be as appealing to the majority of people because so many people love to spend time out of doors.
Absolutely.
So, cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, this has been super fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being on Feral or Fabulous. And
thank
I look
you.
Forward to seeing you next time.
All right. Fabulous. Cool. Fabulous.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the latest episode of Feral and Fabulous. And we'll catch you on the next one. Keep on keeping on. See you later.